This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake-Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the people they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. Resentments can not only be dangerous, they can be deadly. They waste your time. They occupy unrented space in your head. They cause inner turmoil. If left to fester, they can express themselves in acts of revenge, ranging in form from unkind words to murder. I've found that people often confuse resentment and anger and revenge, all of which have potential for destructive behaviors, but they're not all the same. Anger, for example, in itself isn't bad. It's simply an emotion. Jesus expressed anger when he cleared the temple of the money changers. His anger was pure and completely justified because at its root, Jesus' concern was for God's holiness and worship. Because those things were at stake, Jesus took quick and decisive action. Another time, Jesus showed anger in the synagogue at Capernaum. When the Pharisees refused to answer Jesus' questions, the Bible says he looked around at them in anger, deeply distressed at their stubborn hearts, Mark 3:5. And in Ephesians 4:26, Paul instructs us like this, "In your anger," he said, "do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger," he said. Well, the command is not to avoid anger or suppress it or ignore it, but to deal with it properly and in a timely manner. Resentment, now that's a different deal. Resentment is anger gone bad. It's turning anger inward. The word resentment literally means to feel again. So we feel it again, whatever happened to it. We replay what somebody did to us. Well, it's like the replay of a football game. We play it over and over, only we become our own color commentator of the event. And so we see it our way, or colored our way, not totally accurate. Then we begin to fantasize about getting even. If allowed to percolate, it will pour out a dark brew of retaliation. That's why I get in the other lane when I see that guy's bumper sticker that says, "I don't get mad, I just get even." When we ask ourselves, how did Jesus handle matters when someone did him wrong? And the scripture says this about Jesus in 1 Peter 2:23. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Proverbs 2:20 says, "Don't say, 'I'll get even for this wrong.' Wait for the Lord to handle the matter." I know of no other way to handle this than to give it over to God. Just as the scripture says, it may be impossible and often is to have feelings of forgiveness, but I can turn it over to God. And when I do, I'm trusting God for whatever wrong has been done to me or what I perceive to have been done wrong to me. So I say, I'm forgiving this person. I'm letting it go. I'm giving it to God. God will in due time take care of this. I may be feeling angry. I may want to get even. I may be even tempted to fantasize evil things happening to this person. But the only way out is inwardly turning it over to God. Sometimes I have to turn it back to God more than once because the truth is I tend to take it back. I have to catch myself doing that, and then I turn it back to God. See, I'm a work in progress myself. I try to imagine the bell rope. I read about this from Corrie Ten Boom, the Holocaust survivor, who used the illustration of the bell rope to illustrate forgiveness. Forgiveness, she said, is letting go of a bell rope. As long as you keep pulling, the bell keeps ringing. Forgiveness is letting go of the rope, she said. It's just that simple. But when you do, she said, the bell keeps ringing. Momentum is still at work. However, if you keep your hands off the rope, the bell will begin to slow and eventually stop. Powerful words from Corrie Ten Boom. The Bible says in Colossians 3:13, "Forgive anyone who offends you. Remember the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others." Doesn't say you have to like them. Doesn't say you have to be chummy with them or be friends on Facebook. It simply says forgive. Turn it over to God. Let the resentment go. And then come back here next week And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be. It comes up.